different beneath the soles of his boots, almost carpeted. But it was still a continuous run of immaculately faced, precisely laid flagstones, and he moved on methodically, looking from side to side for more cartouches. "Jackpot," he said. There it was, the first panel he'd seen for ages. "Hope it's a sign for the bathrooms. I need to pump ship," as Mal would say. And the old BB would have said, "How very nautical." But this one didn't even pass comment. Phillips compared this cartouche with his hand-drawn notes. It was much darker than the previous one. 6 symbols of one design, one of another, with a smaller non-repeating symbol beside each, and 2 separate lines that could have been headers. He was certain he'd seen these before, or at least part of them. He was still looking through his notes when BB spoke. "The top line says access, or pathway, or connection," he said. "The row beneath that, I'm uncertain. But the lines below that all contain the word for circle. Loop. Ring.
Halos. Please tell me it's halos."
Everyone thought there were more out there, on standby to be activated and wipe out all life, but finding and decommissioning them was another matter. "With locations." "It could well be, but I can't see any coordinates. Just ordinal numbers, and something that might be relative bearings." "So, 1 through 7, yes?" "Correct. Why the symbols? Why are there 2 sets of symbols?" "Location, perhaps, and the assumption of the person who created this was that others knew what that symbol was shorthand for." "Or status."
"You mean status status? Or black, red, amber status? Like the security alert escalation?"
"I mean on or off. Locked or unlocked. Up or down." And then it hit Phillips right between the eyes.
Status.
One of the halo rings had been destroyed. He counted again, comparing the shapes.
"No, there are 6 like this, 1 like that. Did I remember right?"
"But these symbols must have been here for thousands of years. They were carved into the stone. How could they mean what he thought they did? How could they be indicators of functioning and non-functioning halos when one of them had only been deactivated in the last year?"
"Sorry, I was getting too excited," Phillips said. "I really thought this might be a status panel, but it's just stone."
He reached out to touch the symbols, the ones he now thought of as on-off switches. The layer that he could feel, but not see, yielded, and he found his fingertips against the intricately detailed shape. He could feel it.
"I wouldn't touch that if I were you, Professor," BB said.
Phillips stepped back.
"Yeah, if that was a big red button, I might have wiped out half of the galactic core."
"Well, you activated something. Look." Phillips felt his stomach knot. He looked, but he couldn't see a damn thing except a cartouche.
"What?"
"Look at the symbols at the top. They've changed."
"They haven't. It's just stone."
Phillips looked up at the ceiling and scanned 360 degrees in case he was missing something that BB had detected.
"Nothing's changed."
"It has. I can compare every microframe I've recorded." BB was persistent but polite. "I don't know what the words meant before, but they've changed. And now they say to find someone, or seek something beyond, or higher, or better. I'm sorry that is rather vague. Halsey left copious notes, and some of them are a little too fulsome and extrapolative." It sounded like a religious text, some self-improving stuff, but this was stone, moving stone. Stone that changed while he was standing right in front of it. No, that was impossible. But the Forerunners, if they could bend time and build artificial planets, a bit of conjuring with stone was probably easy-peasy for them. What had he triggered? What did he have to strive for or aspire to? He was thinking in puzzle terms and juggling the language when an idea struck him, one that came straight out of the initial question he'd put to Bibi. Black, red, amber status, like the security alert escalation? He was an academic learning to be military intelligence the hard way, and the way he thought was changing from anthropologist to marine. The cartouche wasn't telling him to do something spiritually uplifting. It was telling him he had to find someone senior to him. Maybe it was like any weapon of mass destruction on Earth. They usually needed more than one person to validate the launch and activate it, just to be on the safe side. Maybe the garrison here hadn't been trusted to fire halos on their own. How he'd been able to get the stone to react, and why the Sangheili hadn't already tried this, wasn't half as important right then as working out what the hell he'd done. "Oh, bugger it, Bibi," he said. "I think I might have just primed a halo." UNSC Tart Cart, preparing to enter Sangheili space. "So, how many fragments have you split off now, Bibi?" Mal asked. "You're not going to have a dissociative episode, are you?" "Three," Bibi said. Vaz thought he sounded irritable. "And no, and stop making Naomi nervous. She hates me being in her neural implant at the best of times." Naomi interrupted on the radio. She sounded as if she was heading their way at a brisk pace. "You know the rules, Bibi. Do the translating, but don't mess with my nervous system unless I'm in trouble." "I behaved impeccably last time." "Tourist." "Oh, it's all bitch, bitch, bitch. You love me, really." Vaz looked at Mal and said nothing. Mal just raised his eyebrows. The ODSTs put on their helmets as Naomi thudded into the crew bay like a truck being dropped on the deck, transformed by her Mjolnir armor into an icon of lethal inscrutability. Behind that gold mirrored visor, she was probably a long way from inscrutable, but that was one of the comforts of full-faced helmets. Nobody could really tell if you were scared, worried, or just checking your payslip. She settled down in one of the reinforced seats and folded her arms across her chest. "Don't worry, Vasya, I'm okay," she said, reading him like a book. Vaz wasn't sure if she was talking about her father or the fact that she now had a piece of Bibi on the loose in her brain, ready to enhance her reactions. "Worry about Phillips." "I already did that." She didn't take the conversational bait, and Vaz found himself wondering if he could pull the trigger on Staffan.